Yeah, that's great. What things do you think people should look at for outsourcing first or second or third, or that, you know, just proactively what they should be considering?
Yeah. So the first thing that I tell people to do is to make a list of the things that they need done, just period, what they need done. And then they need to look at what their budget is, right? So some people don't think about making a business plan, but I really suggest people make a business plan. There's a reason why financial institutions in, you know, a traditional brick-and-mortar business require you to have a business plan. People with business plans tend to fail less, right? So I'm not saying you have to have a professional business plan, but you should have an idea of something. If you're going to outsource pieces, you need to have a budget for that. You need to know how much you're willing to spend, how much time you're willing to put into it. Once you kind of realize what your outsourcing budget is, then you look at that budget weighed against your list and you say, okay, what are the things that I'll take on this time because I don't have the money to fund outsourcing 100%. And then pick the things that are your strengths. If you do not love to write, do not take on writing. If you do not know how to build a website, don't take that piece on. And embrace your strengths, because many of us, and I'm no exception, if I don't love to do it or it's not a strength, chances are I'm going to be worse than any outsourcer I'd ever hire, and I'm not going to fire myself. And so, you know, I could bottleneck my whole project, right? So look at your own strengths, take on what you're willing to take on, and then what you do outsource, you work within your budget. If you can only afford to do phase one and two at a smaller scale, do it, and then move on from that with a different budget. But you have to be realistic about that. I think a lot of people don't look at their project holistically and look at their resources, and included in their resources will be their personal time or what money they have to put in. And then the third thing that I would look at, if you're really trying to get something out the door and you don't quite have the budget or the personal time to make it happen like you need to, but it's going, you know, it's going to be a successful project, I say look at bringing on some partners. You know, look at a partner that you might really trust, that you might want to share the project with, that has some additional resources in time, talent, or budget that can help get that done. So that's sort of my three, you know, phase way of looking at.
Okay. All right, awesome. Well, do you want to, should we move on to two other pillars here?
Sure. My favorite part.
Yeah. So let's talk about, a lifestyle. So an entrepreneurial lifestyle, you know, we talk about it for shorthand, more fun, but it doesn't have to be around that part. Mm-hmm. But it can be, you know, I always look at lifestyle from our business standpoint, because we are the creators of our own world, and sometimes we, you know, our life only revolves around the small, minute time that we make available to it when we're not working. So tell me about, you know, I mean, you got five kids, you got a pretty full life over there. You used to homeschool the kids while running a fast-growing business. Talk about lifestyle or the ways that you create unique fun or experiences for yourself or people there?
Yeah, so it's interesting because I've had a really, you know, as we've, you know, grown in success in this internet marketing world, you know, I'm probably not your standard, right? Like I don't think that most people in our market have five kids and are homeschooling. You know, I'm a little bit different. And so a lot of times what people paint as the ideal lifestyle wouldn't be my ideal lifestyle. But that's kind of the whole point of being an entrepreneur, is being able to live our own version of our ideal lifestyle. So when I first joined the Mavericks, for instance, I was really nervous that, oh, man, these people aren't going to want me around because, you know, I maybe can't run off on all the trips because I've got to be here for my kids and they're too young and it's not that time or whatever. And I couldn't have been more wrong. I mean, they have completely embraced me. I can't believe the phenomenal people that I'm getting exposed to all the time. And for me, the freedom and the ideal lifestyle has just enabled me to make decisions based around what I want for myself and for my family, instead of on what has to be done in order to get to the next paycheck or get to the next phase in life, right? And so, you know, for me, I really love traveling. So We don't have two cars because we don't need two cars, but I want to travel, right? I want to go, and I'm going to Malaysia next week. I'm on 2 week notice. I'm leaving and I'm going to Malaysia for 2 weeks. You know, I'm part on a business trip, part on a vacation, and that's something that could never have happened if it wasn't for my business, right? So my dream has a lot to do with travel. And my children, Janik, it's very disappointing. I am a gypsy. In my ideal world, I would not own a house. I would live in a different country every month. My children revolt. They want to be home. They want to have school. It's very tough. I don't know why I don't have gypsy children. It's very disappointing. logical children. So you know, you change your lifestyle based on you know, what your family wants, but that's just been so great to be able to, you know, to be able to live a life where I have these experiences that I want, but I'm also providing the ideal life that my children want, and being able to successfully balance that and blend that. It's not easy, and it's been a really fun journey learning how to do that.
And what would you tell somebody right now who feels like things are kind of out of whack, or that they're, I don't know, or maybe they feel like they're working too much and not seeing the results that they want, and you know, they hear about lifestyle and they hear about all the different things that, yeah, maybe they should be doing or maybe they shouldn't be doing. What would resonate with you if you were going back to talk to yourself before you had things more figured out?
Mm-hmm. The biggest thing that I would do, and this, you know, you hear this all the time, and you really can't take it too lightly. The biggest thing I would do is take action. I mean, I feel like people get paralyzed by not being able to move forward because they don't know every little piece, or they don't know every, you know, how they're going to do this or how they're going to do that. And you know, while I just talked about having a business plan, you absolutely need to know what you want. You know, it gets to a point where you have to dive in and figure it out on the way down. And that's been my experience, has been diving in and figuring it out on the way down, exposing yourself to the opportunities and the people that are going to be part of your journey and your success. If I hadn't just dove in, I wouldn't have met the Mavericks. I wouldn't have met all these phenomenal people that have influenced my decisions and my business and my life in general. You have to expose yourself to those things. They don't just generally fall in your lap. But if you put yourself in a position to be exposed to those people and those experiences, then your pool, your pool of resources and life expands. And so you have opportunities now that you didn't have before just because you didn't have any access to it, right? So, you know, my husband, he's a big video gamer, and he talks about it, like unlocking levels. When you unlock levels, then all of a sudden you sound like you are really a geek. But it's true. You know, I feel like every time I'm going to these conferences or I'm choosing to do a business adventure, success or failure aside, I've unlocked a new level. I now am wiser and I'm smarter, and I have access to new people and new exciting tools and ideas, and just expanding that world around me has been the most valuable thing that I could tell people to do, is jump in and expose yourself to those things.
I like that. I like the, saying yes instead of, you know, figuring out reasons why you're going to wait or not do it, or unlocking the level. So I think that's pretty cool. And I've always, you know, I totally surround myself with entrepreneurs. I absolutely love entrepreneurship to its core. You know, that's why everything I do with Maverick, from, you know, working with startups to working with growth companies to companies and business owners in their legacy phase. You know, I just love it because it also exposes me, like you said. I get the benefit of creating me being the connection point, and then that exposes me to even more things where it becomes the norm to go, you know, I have friends that go travel off for a couple months at a time or went off for a year around the world, took their kids and homeschooled them, and, you know, those are like normal things. It's not like I look at that and I'm like, oh my God, how the hell did you do that?
Right.
But,
yeah.
Or, you know, it just, like you said, it opens up and unlocks those levels. So the more people can expose themselves to that, that's great. All right. Let's talk about, impact, the last pillar, and the ways that we can either create impact within our business, within our community, within the world at large. What's your take on that? And what's your philosophy?
Right. So again, this kind of applies to the last principle. I think that most good people have visions of how they can give back to the world or improve their world. And most people that I encounter, myself was no exception, they have these big, huge things in mind, these things that would make such a big difference. And what I've realized along the way is that this, you know, Rome wasn't built overnight, and neither is improving your world. So for me, creating a company that offered stay-home moms income from home made a big impact. I get letters from people who say, my husband lost their job, we would have lost our house, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't have this job, you know, I needed to be home with my kids. Or, you know, heaven forbid, we had one woman that worked for us whose husband passed away from cancer, and, you know, she was able to, you know, go through that better because she had an income that she could do at home while taking care of her husband and going through that hardship. And so for me, just looking right from the beginning, and I really believe that this is why part of the reason my business has been blessed is that I've had right from the beginning ways to make life better in mind as part of my vision. It's never been only about financial gain. It's never been only about what opportunities it will open up in my life or my children's life. I try to think, what can we do that will make other people's lives better too, right? So, that for me. So I would tell people, start small. Look for that small impact because they lead to big things. You know, if you can build your success on things that make a difference, then when your success is higher, your ability to make a difference is going to be higher, right? They can grow together. And you don't have to wait until you're in that position to do that big donation to that hospital or that big donation to Branson's, you know, child charity in Africa. You can build your contribution along the way as you build your business, which I think is a good way to do it.
That's great. Yeah, I love that. I think looking for small ways that within your business they can make that impact with. You know, how, you have a quick example of how you've done that with the moms, or is it simply just giving them an opportunity to create that work at home income, or is it more than that?
Absolutely. So a large portion obviously has been able to give them a way to create work at home income, but also, and that's affected their children because it's enabled their children to have their moms home with them. But the other thing that's been a really big impact through working with moms has been watching entrepreneurship spread down to the youth. So my husband's a scout leader. He works with the Boy Scouts. In fact, he just got back from a big 50-mile tromp up in the peninsula for a week. But they have an entrepreneurship badge. So I volunteered to teach the entrepreneurship badge so that these scouts who are motivated individuals can start thinking outside of the box. You know, they're our future, right? They're moving into the future for us. They're our youth. And I know Mavericks are too, and you're personally very passionate about young entrepreneurship. And so, I've really seen that by educating parents that can spread down to the youth that, you know, so many people go into high school or graduate from high school, brilliant. They're not inside the box thinkers and they suffer because of that. And they don't even know that there's another piece to their world because they've never been exposed to it, right? It all goes back to that exposure. And so I've really enjoyed watching that trickle down to, you know, the younger generation. They can move forward with that.
No, it's perfect. I love that. Yeah, and you kind of never know. I mean, that's one of our core DNAs is at Ripple Effect, and you never know what's going to happen. I was actually talking to, do you know Robert Hirsch?
I don't know if I know Robert Hirsch.
Robert's one of our members out of Colorado. He works a lot with Mike Dillard and Tim Schmidt.
Okay.
So Robert met. So he's in Colorado, and one of our other members, Cynthia and Frank Goldsmith, they found us through actually a young entrepreneurship event that we did in Aspen, where their son was like a superstar. He was 13 at the time, or maybe even 12. And so you know, talk about ripple effects. So what happened was this guy, the boy, Garrett, who, you know, he then got a scholarship to come to Underground, and he was with us, I think, last year, if not 2 years. And then Robert took him on as a mentorship role, and it's, you know, just been incredible where, you know, that ripple effect that I would never have predicted or could even imagine how it would have happened. A, the ripple effect that Cynthia and Frank became part of the group and, you know, what happened to their business, and then from their son then becoming mentored by someone who's a very successful business owner who sold several companies and, you know, just really, really high caliber, and they wouldn't have met without having this little platform, and it's just cool to see that kind of stuff, and just same way that you're saying, you know, giving the kids of the moms that work for you that glimpse into unlocking the level again, right?
Exactly. It's all about, you know, for me, the entire ripple effect when it comes to all three pillars, you know, being successful, having fun, and giving back, it all has to do with your level of exposure. And it's scary and vulnerable to put yourself out there. It's nerve-wracking, especially if you think you don't know as much as you need to know. But in all aspects, once you expose yourself, you know, if you don't know that there's sushi exists, how are you going to taste it and experience it? And then your world's different now, right? So same thing in all three of those aspects. Once you expose yourself to those different things, you see opportunities not only for yourself to be successful, but also where you can maybe make a difference. And you become passionate about certain things. I've known people who use their business to sell products to just take the proceeds of that and donate to a family that's having a hard time. I mean, you see needs that you can fill, and becoming the type of person where you not only recognize needs, but you search for a way to fulfill that is an amazing growth experience too. And just being able to not only recognize it, but be able to do something about that or orchestrate something that can be done about that is just a really neat experience.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that's great. All right, so Shelby, so people can check you out and your services at contentdivas.com. Any other place you want to send them or tell them about a little bit more about the scope of what you guys do?
Yeah, so contentdivas.com, definitely drop us a line. We do organic marketing campaigns. We get your website ranked. We also do a fair amount of consulting, business consulting. So if they need someone to just sort of kind of come in, look at their marketing strategies, give them, help them make a new marketing strategy, suggest, we do a lot of that. That's usually one-on-one with me. And then if for local people, your local edge is where it's at. That's my current project of passion. You know, I am so in love with the idea of people starting their own businesses and entrepreneurship, and I think that the average brick-and-mortar business nowadays needs to know how to monetize their online arm even to survive. And so it's been a project of passion for me to really work with local businesses and keeping them competitive online so that they can keep their business in the family that they've been doing. And so that's where I'm just really loving working right now.
And you've been helping other people help local businesses, right?
Yeah, so people who are SEO consultants, we have, you know, fulfillment for them so they can get the clients, and then we do the work to rank those businesses and work with our Google Places pages and all of that. Everything that's associated with local business has been my current favorite thing to do. I'm just really enjoying. And, you know, it means a lot to that salon owner or that pizza place or that insurance. It means a lot to them to even get one lead through their website that turns into a paying company. It's so fulfilling, and they're so excited. You know, online we're like, oh, we only got 5 sales today, right? But to the pizza guy down the street who has 5 new customers that come to his store, he's ecstatic, right? Like, it's really exciting for him. And so that's been fun to be part of that excitement that comes with real-world business that happens to also have an online presence as opposed to a business that's only an online presence. I really enjoyed that. So, yeah, Content Divas, you can find us. Your local edge, you can find us.
Okay, perfect. Well, Shelby, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Some great info, and I hope people got a tremendous amount out of it. I really liked it. I love the unlocking new levels kind of thing. That's a great analogy for us. Perfect. I will talk to you soon.